A harmless man is not a good man. A good man is a very, very dangerous man who has that under voluntary control.
Something in you has to wake up.
The fight and the battle every day is between me versus me.
You have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do. And just go fucking get it.
What you need is the one thing I talked about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Come on, somebody out there sitting working harder than you.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person.
But people don't understand you anymore. You're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so fucking glad you don't, because I'm in the right fucking spot.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dogs eat. Let them on the fucking field. Have some heart.
What makes you afraid of it? Study it. That's why I studied my mind. Why I became so powerful in the mind, because I realized I was weak.
I saw him at the race where he broke all the bones in his feet. I was running this race. It was a 24-hour race as a relay team. I was with four friends. And the format of the race is, you know, you run a mile, I run a mile, whatever team runs the most amount of miles
wins
the race. He had no teammates.
So this is how you level up. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that?
You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
Just keep working. You're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working. One thing's for sure, overthinking's overrated. Hard work pays off, no one tells you when.
I hate losing. I mean, it's not even a question. But I have to respect losing, because losing is a part of winning.
Yeah.
You know, you never just, you know, win. You got to lose to win. How can I do things different? How can I change? How can I make this team better? Before you can look at someone else, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because that's how things get started. And you got to be willing to change.
I give you the map. You are willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's the main point, because everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it that? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in the sports, but in the life.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that, where I'm going. Home to get me. Ain't nobody there.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself, so.
People think that you should be weak and you should be docile and then you should be a pacifist. He goes, no, you should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Spogam. Pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals, or are you just a talker?
But once I learned that the difference between him and I was just between the ears. Once I was equipped with that, I started to believe that the sky was truly the limit for me.
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. It's not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really.
when your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. Free from how you feel. Because also feelings sometimes, you wake up one day, you feel this way, you wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick to what you put there on paper. And this struggling of there are still so many distractions every day coming up. No, but you stick to the plan. You stick to your plan to do what you have committed yourself to.
Pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others fall. Can you summon your talent and will? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you sleep at night?
Look at all those people down there. They follow the rules for what? They're letting fear lead them.
What happens if I don't?
Life's simple. You make choices and you don't look back.
I assume the next time I call you directly, you'll pick up the phone.
Logan, let me give you the ABCs of me. I don't take meetings, I set them. And my respect isn't demanded, it's earned.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just, it's fucking obvious. Leave the job. Leave the, you meet, yeah. Get like, it's your brother. It's the, you know, the fucking killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do? And I think it's a very orthogonal way to look at, I already know the answer of what I should be doing. I'm just scared of making the commitment and having the conversation.
Right now, whoever's listening to this, if you wrote a book right now about your life and you gave it to someone, would it change their life for the better? If not, yeah, get to work.
There is a hook in me. One that you cannot see. But it is there. And you think I have a choice? There is no fucking choice.
Why go to a tournament if you're not going there to try and win? There's really no point in even going. It's an attitude I've had my entire life, and that's an attitude I will always have. And I would explain to my dad, second sucks, the third's even worse. It's just a feeling.
But on tour, that's not too bad sometimes, though.
That's not too bad, but I want to win. That's just my nature.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I didn't prove nothing to anybody, only to myself. I'm not one of those guys that look to please the world. I'm just happy with what I can do.
When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real. That's the most realest feeling that you could ever have, is being in pain, because everything else, happiness could be fake, crying could be fake, but pain? Shit. That's real.
Godfather, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
I always tell people that about working out. Like, fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline, because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard, because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you. Like, man, today you should take the day off, Theo. You don't feel good. Theo, what did you get, like 6 hours sleep last night? That's not enough.
Oh, yeah, that thing, whatever that is, that guy lives on my...
When I wake up in the morning and I wake up late, And I'm talking about if I'm supposed to wake up at 3 and I woke up at 4:30, I'm upset with myself. I hate myself that day. I'm disgusted by myself. You have to get to a point that when you do something in life that is out of your routine, you're actually disgusted by who you are.
Yeah.
Life is very, very fucking simple. Are you better than you were yesterday? Doesn't matter if you're good, great, talented, untalented, skinny, fat, old, young. Are you better than you were the day before? That's it. You never, ever stop competing with yourself until they put you into the fucking coffin.
And you won't die. And if you do die, you won't care because you'll be dead. And so, best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who want to leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough? Stay hard.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse.
Rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. Yeah. I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage the decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. Yeah. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything.
The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with that old set of friends. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
I'm not good enough, smart enough. I'm not talented enough to do that. Some people are. Some people can start at one. Some people don't have to start at all. If you lack talent, you can't sit back and say, I start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.